And off you go then. Good morning, everyone. It's about 20 to 7 a.m. on Thursday, the 9th of July. It's a very still morning. Yesterday was very windy, but it's very still and it's pretty cool. But they said that it is going to warm up very quickly. I can't tell so far whether the sun's out because it doesn't come over the back of the house in the morning. So the only way I can tell is to have a look in the porch at the front. Let's see. I think it's starting to come out a bit. It's out a little bit. It's not very bright. But I think it's on its way, which is good, because yesterday was a pretty dull day, all in all. Okay, now, I'm going to make my breakfast. I've actually been sleeping a bit. Well, not badly, which is quite surprising because it's not that long ago since I had a... I had a phase of sleeping, and usually I don't get another one for like about 2 months. So I'm hoping that maybe this means that there could be an improvement in my sleeping habits. For some reason, maybe it's been finally being resolved. I can but hope. Now I'm going to have a croissant. Don't get me wrong, I don't have croissant every day. We have been since the weekend, and I think they might be going a bit stale. Well, they're not, but they will be if I leave it another day. There's only one left. I didn't have the whole packet either. Connor's home. He's going to be in work later today, and I hope he's going to be in work later today. He went on a training course for 2 days, and it was for a different company. He's been working through an agency for Southeastern, who run the local railway network, and now he's been down for the training because it's slightly different. There's some different machines that Southeastern don't have. With Southern, he's had 2 days training on that plus practical stuff. And so they've already given him work. They gave him work for Saturday and Sunday, but he worked Monday. He was on the training course Tuesday and Wednesday. He's working today. He's working tomorrow, and then they gave him Saturday and Sunday. But he actually has refused to do Sunday because, well, quite honestly, we'd never see one another if that's the case. Excuse me. So I wasn't very impressed when they gave him Saturday and Sunday, but especially because he was on the late duties. I don't mind when he's on earlies, because that's okay, but I hate it when he's on late, because he like goes at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m, he doesn't get back till 11. And sometimes, depending on the, you know, at weekends, he sometimes has to go before 1 because of the engineering works and stuff. So where's the lid of the kettle? God, sometimes being blind is such a pain. I'll try not to talk now while the kettle's on, because it does tend to be a bit noisy. So we just have to listen to the kettle, which is very nice, I'm sure. Thank you. think I've shot Pinky in our cupboard. Didn't mean to. But the others came out into the room, and I didn't want them going and eating her food, so I locked the door. I didn't think she was in there. Pinky? In the porch. I'm just going to have the last crumpet as well, because it's a small croissant. One's not really enough. Two's too many. I wouldn't have two of them, but I'm going to have one crumpet. And that's the last of my unhealthy breakfast. Tomorrow I think I'm going to start with porridge. I usually have fruit as well, but I haven't got any. I've not got any fruit, only prune juice, and I'm not having that again. Yesterday I drank a mug and a half of prune juice, and I just don't want to talk about the outcome. It wasn't good. It rendered me a bit helpless for the rest of, well, not the rest of the day, but it put me out of action for a couple of hours, shall we say. I'm going to feed Niall now. Lammy hasn't come down yet, so... We'll get fed when he does. Order epilepsy medication. Tea. My tea's done. Being crude and making it with a tea bag in a cup. Sorry for all you tea buffs. But one is only one of you. It's not usually worth doing a lot, I'm afraid. Because I end up wasting the tea bags that way. A teapot full is more than one. Tea bag. Let's butter this crumpet. Actually, I want to put it in for a bit longer. See how my croissant's doing. So it's pretty much done, actually. Good job I looked then, otherwise it would have been too far gone. Right, I think I might have jam in it. I don't usually, but I would never put butter in it. I would put butter on a crumpet though, which is what I'm just about to do. Andy Murray's landed himself in the semi-final again. Alright. Oh. I think I'll leave you there for now. Oh, here's Tooth Tooth. You're going to have to wait a minute now, Tooth Tooth. Anyway, I'll speak to you all soon. Honestly. Hello, I didn't upload this and I've had my breakfast now, so I thought I'd let you hear me feeding the rest of the animals. That's Tooth Tooth and the cats. This was very nice. I had raspberry jam. I'm not a great fan of raspberry jam. I need just a little bit, like a teaspoonful. Not even that, probably, in my croissant. I'm not a huge fan of things like raspberry jam. I like something a bit more outlandish. But when Obi got it in the co-op the other day, that's actually all they had. Well, it's not. But, I mean, they had... it was the best of a bad job. They had strawberry, raspberry, and blackcurrant and apricot. I don't really like any of those, but raspberry was the best of the bunch, put it that way. This is for Master Tooth Tooth. Master Tooth Tooth. Okay. There's a bit left that he can have tonight. Okay. Tooth? There you go. Bon appetit. Is all I've got to say to that one. Or as my dad would say, get your laughing gear around that. Okay. I'm just going to get another tin. I've got a big box of tins. They're in the porch, actually, because my mum brought them up for me. And I haven't managed to find anywhere for them yet. Now. I'm just gonna put this tin away for 2 feet. I wish I had one of those plastic lids. I just haven't got one of those anymore. I guess I had one and it got thrown out with the fire stuff. I have to cover it in tin foil and I put it right on the bottom shelf of the fridge in the door. So that contaminate anything. What next? Cat dishes. Oh yes, of course. Okay. Glad I don't need tin openers. My cats and dogs, well, the dogs do have tins sometimes, but the cats don't usually have tin food. They won't normally eat it, but my mum works for a cat charity and they regularly have this donation of food because I think the man feeds foxes or some wildlife animals and he buys, I think they're Sainsbury's own tins of food and there's a pack of six, they're dog food. No, they're not, they're cat food, sorry, I think. And he buys these tins and they obviously, whatever animals he feeds don't like the fish ones. So they get literally hundreds of them donated. And the thing is, it's only a small charity, and when you've got cats, they're not going to continually eat something that's the same. Dogs will, but, well, bigger dogs like Labradors will, but cats won't. So there's only so much you get to saturation point, so she tends to give me some of it when it comes along, and I get to saturation. I've only got a pack of 20, I've got 20 tins or something like that. I'm using it up interspersed with other things, and then that way it gets used and they don't get fed up with it. Right. Now I'm just excuse me. Excuse me, folks. Now I'm gonna lock my screen. We're trying to do a balancing act. If I drop all this, be warned, the air will be blue. Because I've got a double dish, which is for the evils, and a small dish for Wackaboo-boo, and then I'll come back and do Pinkies because she's fed separately. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. Are you not going to answer me? That's Wackaboo-boo purring. There's yours, sir. Big chief, most high chief. Right, you two. Chantel? Candice? They're not talking to me, okay. Come on. That's Candice. Hello, little Candice. Hello, little girl. Where's your mother? She's usually first at the food. Okay, I'll let them. I'm not letting them out yet because it's bin day, and I don't really like them letting them out before the bin collection's happened. Right now, little Pinky. Last but not least. Let's get little Pinky her dish. Okay, where is it? Okay, that's not the one I want. Where's that gone? It's seen it. Here it is. Already. Dried food. What's left of it? Where is it? Where is it? Oh, I was. Oh, here it is. Okay. Pink, let's go on to you, Pink. Pick up thy bowl and walk. You're not getting any more tooth. You are joking. Pink! And she jumps up on top of these boxes. Right, hold on, let me just take your other dish away. There's a bit of dry food left. I'm just going to pour it into this one. There you go. There, Pink. She goes. Do you like it? She's eating it, and that's all right. She's very fussy, actually. I'm surprised she even likes that one. Right. I am going to put two out. Let's see. Folks. He's following me, as usual. Come on, you. Let's go outside. Excuse me. It's nice and cool. It's quite warm indoors, actually. Bordering on a bit too hot. Oh, the wind, there's a bit of a breeze now. The parakeets have been, they're not noisy at the moment, but I've noticed the last week or so they've been very, very vocal. I don't know if there's some with a nest or something, I'm not sure. Well, anyway, he will scratch at the door when he's finished. And I will get up and let him in. That is 7:15, so I'll love you and leave you again. And I hope you all have a good day. Bye for now. Oh, I've got to unlock it first.
Unlock. Pause recording.